Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we enter week 15 of the 2023 legislative session, senators are slowly making their way back to Helena after a short Easter break. Members of the House return tomorrow, with some committee hearings beginning as early as 7:30 a.m. With the session scheduled to end sometime around April 28th, adjournment is right around the corner and spring is in the air. Between now and the end of the month, there's still a lot of work to do, and our team is still lobbying hard for our remaining bills. Yesterday on this broadcast, we said that April 28th will mark the end of the session, but not the end of the battle. We warned that those on the left would take the battle to the courts, where activist judges would be asked to nullify 4 months of legislative work. A classic example from last session is Judge Moses from Yellowstone County striking down 7 new laws all by himself. This liberal judge in a conservative county angered voters to the degree that he recently announced that he will not seek re-election. As I said yesterday, we knew that lawsuits would come, but we had no idea just how quickly those forecasts would come true. Just hours after we went on the air, Planned Parenthood filed suit to stop House Bill 721 from taking effect. You may recall House Bill 721 criminalizes dismemberment abortion, a particularly heinous procedure that's difficult to describe on a statewide broadcast where young ears may be listening. To be very clear, while at the same time avoiding graphic detail, we'll use Planned Parenthood's sanitized language. The procedure is called a D&E and is typically performed during the second trimester from 14 to 26 weeks gestation. The cervix is dilated and the contents of the uterus are dismembered and removed piece by piece. This bill does make exceptions for medical emergencies, but 2 points are crucial to understand. First, the procedure is performed up to 26 weeks gestation, and the age of viability outside the womb is now 22 to 24 weeks. We're talking about viable kids. Second, we're talking about live, healthy babies in the womb. Death is caused by the procedure itself. In testimony, we describe the procedure as barbaric. Planned Parenthood describes it as being safe and effective. The question is, safe and effective for whom? Certainly not for the baby. When Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Derek A. Stryker first read the complaint, he described it as a political stunt. Planned Parenthood was asking that the new law be enjoined, but there was no law to be enjoined. House Bill 721 is still working its way through the process. It passed both the House and Senate, but has yet to be sent to the governor for his signature. This is still just a bill. It's not even a law. In our opinion, the lawsuit should have been dismissed as premature, which, to the judge's credit, is exactly what she did, and almost immediately. While Planned Parenthood has promised to refile as soon as the bill becomes law, getting an injunction is now much more difficult because of Senate Bill 191, which took effect back in March. It now requires plaintiffs to successfully argue all 4 parts of a 4-part legal test rather than only one. Through these broadcasts, we plan to keep you informed as these lawsuits are filed. We just had no idea they would start filing them so soon. It just goes to show the extreme lengths that abortion providers will go to protect their revenue streams. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.